When I was born, I was not opening the eye. So the whole world shattered in front of my mother. People said, just throw him away. You will get more kids.
Really?
Yeah. That's quite sad.
Kabhi life mein bully hua?
Nobody wanted to play with me. Nobody would wanted to talk to me. And I used to sit in the last bench, wallowing in my loneliness. To handle that loneliness, it is a dangerous weapon in life. It is very hard to overcome that. But at the age of 5, ek hi bhav hota hai logon mein ki main ladunga. That ladna has become a DNA. Either you run away from the problem or you face it.
True.
And I have chosen that path.
जब आप MIT जा रहे थे, कैसे गए वहाँ पर? First time international flight में जा रहे हो?
I went to Bombay airport and they said, sir, is there anyone flying with you? I said, of course not. नहीं नहीं, crew आपको handle नहीं कर पाएगा, तेरे को toilet नहीं लेके जा पाएगा. I said, sir, don't worry, I am a regular flyer, but that man doesn't understand.
Life में किसी ने आपको lightly लिया?
Everyday people take, but once you start presenting who you are and why you came here, that's when आंसू निकल जाता है उनसे.
अब्दुल कलाम सर से आप मिले थे, तो आपने बोला था कि आप को इंडिया का फर्स्ट प्रेसिडेंट बनना है, विजुअल इंपैक्ट.
आई वांटेड टू बिकम, आई सेड इट, एंड आई विल वन डे.
डू यू स्टिल वांट टू बिकम प्रेसिडेंट?
एब्सोल्युटली.
रियल लाइफ में ना, हम छोटे छोटे चैलेंजेस आते ही एक्सक्यूजेस बना लेते हैं और अपने गोल तक पहुंचते ही नहीं है, चाहे वो फाइनेंशियल चैलेंजेस हो, मेडिकल चैलेंजेस हो, या हमारे आसपास जो कॉन्स्टेंटली लोग हमें बोलते रहते हैं ना, दैट वी कांट अचीव अवर गोल्स. इन सब के प्रेशर के अकॉर्डिंग प्रॉब्लम्स एंड चैलेंजेस हो. ये सारे प्रॉब्लम्स के थ्रू गुजरने के बाद भी जो लोग ग्रो करते हैं, वो लाइफ में ना कुछ बड़ा करते हैं. और ऐसे ही कई बड़ी प्रॉब्लम्स के थ्रू गुजर के हमारे आज के गेस्ट एक इंस्पिरेशन बन चुके हैं. श्रीकांत बोला एक इंडियन इंडस्ट्रियलिस्ट हैं, चेयरमैन है बोलेंट इंडस्ट्रीज के. वो फर्स्ट इंटरनेशनल ब्लाइंड स्टूडेंट हैं जिन्होंने इंजीनियरिंग मैनेजमेंट पढ़ा MIT USA से. ये बिलीव करते हैं वो कि साइट इज़ फॉर द आईज, विजन इज़ फॉर द माइंड. जब ये पैदा हुए ना, तो लोगों ने इनके पेरेंट्स को बोला कि गेट रिड ऑफ हिम. आज के एपिसोड में हमने बात करी है कि एक बायोपिक कैसे बनती है, क्योंकि इनकी लाइफ के ऊपर एक बायोपिक बनी है जिसको प्ले कर रहे हैं राजकुमार राव. हमने इनसे समझने की कोशिश करी है कि लीडर कैसे बन सकते हैं, क्या आपकी शॉर्टकमिंग्स, चैलेंजेस एंड सारी प्रॉब्लम्स के अलावा आप कुछ ऐसा सीख सकते हैं जिसकी वजह से आप एक बड़े लीडर बन सकें. इन्जॉय द शो, बिकॉज आज का एपिसोड पूरा इंस्पिरेशन से भरा हुआ है. बट वेट, ऐसे ही और इंस्पिरेशन एंड लर्निंग से भरे पॉडकास्ट सुनते रहने के लिए हमारे चैनल को सब्सक्राइब करना ना भूलें. एंड इस पूरे एपिसोड की छोटी क्लिप्स एंड छोटे शॉर्ट्स देखने के लिए राजहमानी क्लिप्स एंड शॉर्ट्स को सब्सक्राइब कर लो, क्योंकि वहाँ पर हम इस बड़े एपिसोड की छोटी छोटी क्लिप्स डालते हैं ताकि आप कम समय में एक इंसाइटफुल इंसान बन सकें. एंजॉय द शो. Let's start talking about your journey a little bit, okay? मेरे को एकदम beginning से बताओ, tell me the story from scratch.
When I was born, everybody was happy first because I was shining well like gold. I was a nice baby of more than average weight, looking stunning. But it was after a little shower and all, they placed me on the bed sheet and then tried to look me up in the presence of kerosene light. That's when I was not opening the eyes. So the whole world shattered in front of them, in front of my mother especially, and my grandmother and my father. So they were devastated, of course, and because you know, a birth of any child, especially male child, is considered to be the auspicious and happiest occasion in any family, because I believe our children, the two male children, are considered to be the breadwinners and lineage takers for old age parents. But you know, these are okay, but here is I am with both eyes closed, and everybody was shattered, because and then they began, there was silence all over the place, and then all of a sudden everybody, the news spreads widely, quickly, and the community starts saying, oh, this could be a sin from the last generation or whatever. So people can say anything, right? So same day, people said all ignorant stuff.
They said,
get rid of them, get rid of him very quickly. Don't build any bond. Just throw him away, or don't give him milk, or do something. You know, you are like, you're a young woman, you will get more kids.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
people ask.
Yeah.
Ask your parents to get rid of you.
And even today people say this. I mean, not to me, but in many backward areas, it's quite saddening and disheartening to see that people, even girl children, if they are pregnant with a girl, they even abort. So I think that's quite sad. After all this, my parents took me to several hospitals and places and where they received the same feedback that he will not be able to see again. Because it's the problem with cornea.
Mm-hmm.
And even to transplant his eye, the eye ball is not properly matured. Mm-hmm. So he had a premature development of the eye. Therefore, it's called microphthalmos issue and he will not be able to see again.
So there is no way in the world that you can...
So far, no. But now that I think I really don't... I mean... I have never visited any ophthalmologist to at least tell me whether I'll be able to see again, because I don't need to.
Okay.
I can see the world with my mind. I can see the world with my vision, and I can see the world with my willpower, resilience, and the self-respect that I always have. So I followed my path. My parents, after a couple of years, joined me in a rural school where it was very much challenging because we didn't have proper roads at that point of time. Jo barish hota tha, it is always messy. Lot of water on the road, lot of puddles on the road, lot of vehicles trying to run over you.
Mm.
But I managed going to school for a few kilometers every day and, you know, tried to do something, but nothing was working because nobody would wanted to play with me. Nobody would wanted to talk to me there. And I used to sit in the last bench, wallowing in my loneliness, keeping myself silent. And it was that period I felt extremely lonely. And, you know, I used to be frustrated all the time. Mm. Why I'm not included? Why not me only? Why everybody is happy? Why not myself?
Yeah.
And that is when I decided maybe that I don't want anybody to feel like that. I want every student to feel happy and
included,
be inclusive. Yes, because exclusion is very, very tough. I mean, to handle that inferiority complexion or the exclusion or the loneliness, it is a dangerous weapon in life. I mean, it is very hard to overcome that.
So, kabhi shuru mein bachpan mein aisa nahi laga ki मैं होप लूज कर देता हूँ, मैं क्यों ट्राई कर रहा हूँ, मेरे साथ प्रॉब्ली अच्छा नहीं होगा क्योंकि सब लोग मेरे साथ खेलना नहीं चाहते, मुझे दूर रखना चाहते हैं, मैं लास्ट बेंच पे बैठता हूँ. उस टाइम पे पर्सपेक्टिव बनाना कि लेट्स स्टे पॉजिटिव और लाइफ में कुछ बहुत बड़ा करूँगा, इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट. एटलीस्ट जब आप उस फेज में जा रहे होते हो, जब आप छोटे होते हो.
देखिए, सी नाउ आई कैन टेल यू एनीथिंग, बट पुटिंग माई सेल्फ इन दोज शूज इज़ अ डिफिकल्ट थिंग. बट see, I was too small to even understand मैं छोड़ दूंगा. तो मैं I was too small to say fight. Because मैंने वो एज में था कि मुझे इतना नॉलेज भी नहीं था कि चलो यार ये मेरे से नहीं होगा, किसी को मैं नहीं चाहिए तो मैं भी छोड़ दूंगा. गिव दैट एंड ऑल नाउ वी कैन से, और आफ्टर द एज ऑफ 10 और 12 यू कैन से, बट एट द एज ऑफ 5, 6, 7 ईयर्स एक ही भाव होता है लोगों में कि मैं लड़ूंगा. I think that ladna has become a DNA of myself. So main ladte raha hu aur ladte rahunga hi till I achieve my final destiny. Kyunki flight we generally have flight or fight response in life. So that is innate. Matlab that comes with us. Either you run away from the problem or you face it.
True.
So mujhe kya na, main waise to nahi dekh sakta hu, to run karna bahut dikkat hai. तो किसी को जाके मार देता हूँ, तो खड़ा होके फाइट करना आसान है. तो वही आई चोज एंड आई हैव चोजन दैट पाथ कि खड़ा होके लड़ना और जीत हासिल करना, यही मेरा डीएनए है कि जाने दे कितना भी बड़ा प्रॉब्लम आने दीजिए, विल फाइंड अ वे टू ओवरकम इट.
कभी लाइफ में बुली हुए हो?
या मेनी टाइम्स, होता ही.
कैसे, क्या, गिव मी एन एग्जांपल और इंसिडेंट जहां पे आप बुली हुए हो. कौन सी एज में, कब, फर्स्ट टाइम?
नहीं, बुली तो होता ही है ना. आई मीन जनरली पीपल मेक फन ऑफ यू मेनी टाइम्स. आई मीन वैसे तो एज किड्स मेनी टाइम्स होता ही, अभी भी बहुत. या मतलब बुली मतलब, सो लाइफ शुड बी फनी, राइट? सो आई एम अ वेरी फन गाय. आई कैन पुल पीपल, आई डोंट गेट बुलीड, बट आई पुल पीपल्स लेग वेरी मच.
ओके, सो यू बुली पीपल?
यस, आई बुली सो मच. आई मीन एवरीबडी, आई ट्राई टू प्ले विथ एवरीबडी एंड बिकम अ पार्ट ऑफ देम, राइट? दे शुड ओन अस. दैट्स वॉट इज माई गोल, इज इवन इफ आई स्पेंड टू डेज विद यू, I can even bully you.
Okay.
Because it all depends on if I like you,
yeah.
You know that you are a funny person. You don't take it negative. You understand your perception of the other person.
Mm.
Then you would always want to be funny. And say, for example, people often tell me, one day we were trying to fly somewhere and one of my partners was asking me on the phone, hey, don't forget to carry your driver's license. Main unko immediately bola, ड्राइव करके कितना लोगों को मारना है. देन ही अंडरस्टूड, ओ यू कैनॉट ड्राइव. या ऑफकोर्स आई कैन ड्राइव. सो इवन ऑन अ वेरी सेंसिटिव इश्यू, आई थिंक आई टर्न द टेबल अराउंड एंड मेक इट द मोस्ट मेमोरेबल इवेंट फॉर अदर पीपल.
ओके, गोइंग टू योर कॉलेज लाइफ. ओके, कॉलेज में आपको IIT की कोचिंग से हटा दिया था, व्हाट वाज दैट स्टोरी?
नहीं, यस, सो बेसिकली वो जहाँ मैं पढ़ता था पहले रूरल स्कूल में, विलेज में, 2 साल के बाद मेरा प्रिंसिपल ने बोला, अरे यार इन्होंने काम का बन जाएगा, तो प्लीज़ टेक हिम अवे एंड सेंड हिम टू हैदराबाद वेयर स्पेशल स्कूल्स एंड ऑल एग्जिस्ट फॉर दिस काइंड ऑफ पीपल. दैट्स व्हेन माय फादर रीच्ड आउट टू माय अंकल हु हैपन टू वर्क इन अ स्मॉल जॉब इन मेडिकल डिपार्टमेंट, एंड that my uncle, my mother's sister's husband. So he actually inquired and then he told my parents to bring me to Hyderabad. So in 96, they tried to put me in a government school in Hyderabad near Charminar.
Yeah.
But I cried a lot and I didn't even get in. So my father couldn't take up that, digest that plight of myself at that point of time. And he took me away to my village back again. So it was after 2 years again they attempted in 98 and they succeeded. So उस time पे भी मैं रो रहा था, भागने चक्कर में था, इधर उधर देखा था. एक बार भागने कोशिश किया तो लोगों ने पकड़ के वार्डन के पास लेके गया. उन्होंने एकदम जोर से एक स्लैप मारा. इवन टूडे आई रिमेंबर इट एंड आई टेल हर, ma'am, it's because of that slap today I am where I am. So, and she always thinks I'm humiliating her. But very nice lady, looked after us in the hostel and all. So she gave me a slap and said, look, you have no way out. See, that was when I decided, abhi mera rasta band ho gaya. Marna hai to marna, nahi hai to jeetna hai. तो मरना मेरा खून में नहीं है, जीतना ही है. तो जीत को एक हैबिट बनाना चालू किया कि यू वांट टू विन, मेक इट अ हैबिट. एंड फ्रॉम फर्स्ट ऑनवर्ड्स, फर्स्ट क्लास ऑनवर्ड्स, नेवर लुक्ड बैक, गेटिंग ऑल फर्स्ट रैंक्स एंड स्टडीइंग वेल एंड डूइंग एवरीथिंग दैट आई वांट टू. चेस खेलाऊँ, सीख लिया हूँ, खेलाऊँ प्रोफेशनली, क्रिकेट सिखाऊँ, खेलाऊँ प्रोफेशनली, सब कुछ किया हूँ. इंटर स्कूल कॉम्पिटिशन्स किया हूँ, एग्जीबिशंस किया हूँ, साइंस एक्सपेरिमेंट्स किया हूँ, एवरीथिंग आई डिड टिल 10th ग्रेड. एंड लीड इंडिया ट्रेनिंग प्रोग्राम में पार्टिसिपेट किया था 9th में, 10th में. दैट वाज व्हेन आई परफॉर्म्ड वेल एंड दैट लेड टू मीट माय रोल मॉडल डॉक्टर अब्दुल कलाम जी. आई हैव वर्कड विथ हिम फॉर सेवरल ईयर्स ऑन सेवरल प्रोजेक्ट्स. We became so close friends. We have addressed several people from the same stage.
Wow.
And he has become my role model. And mujhe bahut pasand karta tha uno. In fact, I used to get offended. And I used to tell him, sir, don't call me hero. But because he used to call me his hero in front of everybody. I mean, that was wo sharminda hota tha mujhe. And that was the memory. I think wherever he is, his blessings are always on me.
Yeah.
So basically enjoyed that relationship. And then maine jab 10th finish kiya to science lena chahte the. And the science then to my surprise, board of education of state board, Andhra Pradesh ka state board jo education mein tha, kanoon aisa nahi tha ki ब्लाइंड पीपल को साइंस में पढ़ने के लिए परमिशन मिलते थे.
ओके,
तो दैट वाज अ बिग सरप्राइज फॉर अस. एंड I and my mentor had to work so hard to get myself enrolled in the CBSE.
So you fought the education system?
Yes. And then at the same time, fighting the education system to get me admitted in science stream. And after 6 months of struggle, we did get it. And I did really well and scored almost 98% there.
Wow.
And a little less in the second year due to writer's issues and all. Because someone has to write the exams, whatever I say. So there was some issue of that writer who had come in is from an IT background in the second year for a few of my papers. So she was very slow in writing. So main itna roya tha ki chalo, lekin that became immaterial now. But the main thing is the zeal that you carried forward is what remains with us.
Talking about 12th mein almost, let's say 90% aaye, and wahan se phir aapne kaun se college mein gaye aap?
To maine then maine yahan IIT coaching wagera try kiya, Bits Pilani ko apply kiya, hall ticket wagera nahi mila. Then IIT wale ne IIT coaching centers mein ne liya nahi hai kyunki bhai aapko padhane mein humko nahi aata, pehle thing. And second thing is you are not fit to kind of study these engineering subjects. तो मैं बोला ठीक है यार, यहाँ मैं आई थिंक जहाँ मैं यहाँ फिट नहीं हो रहा हूँ तो और जगह है मेरे लिए कि मैं बेटर एक्सेल कर पाऊँ.
ओके.
एंड दैट्स हाउ आई अप्लाई टू फॉरेन यूनिवर्सिटीज विद द हेल्प ऑफ माय मेंटर्स. एंड बिकॉज वो भी एक डेस्टिनी होता था, होता है ना कि इफ यू लूज समवेयर यू आर पॉइज्ड टू रजिस्टर योर विन एल्सवेयर. तो अप्लाई किया, लॉट ऑफ पीपल हैव हेल्प्ड इन दिस प्रोसेस एंड आई एम वेरी ग्रेटफुल टू देम फॉर एवरीवन हु मेड मी व्हाट आई एम टुडे. एंड मैंने वहाँ विद स्कॉलरशिप ज्वाइन कर लिया एंड आई एंजॉयड माई टाइम देयर इन द US MIT.
ओके.
तो मुझे MIT में एडमिशन मिला विद स्कॉलरशिप एज द फर्स्ट इंटरनेशनल ब्लाइंड स्टूडेंट.
तो इन द वर्ल्ड?
यस, इन द वर्ल्ड.
आई मीन ओके, सो लेट्स पॉज एंड ब्रेक दिस जर्नी इनटू स्पेस. ओके, मतलब फर्स्ट आपका जो पार्ट था दैट वाज कि 12th के बाद IITs ने एक्सेप्ट नहीं किया.
यस.
तो ये IITs को पता था कि IIT कोचिंग ने एक्सेप्ट नहीं किया?
नहीं, IIT कोचिंग सेंटर्स ने एक्सेप्ट नहीं किया कि एंड द एग्जाम हॉल टिकट्स आल्सो आई वी डिडंट गेट इट.
ओके.
आई मीन पहले कोचिंग ही नहीं था तो कहाँ लिख पाओगे. तो IIT कोचिंग इंस्टीट्यूट्स ने एक्सेप्ट नहीं किया. तो IITs को पता नहीं पता वो समझ में नहीं, वो आई एम नॉट श्योर.
व्हाट डू यू थिंक इंडियन एजुकेशन सिस्टम के फ्लॉज क्या है?
मार्क्स है, मार्क्स फ्लॉज के ऊपर चलता है. एंड मगअप, आप बट्टी करो, पूरा मगअप करो, देन यू राइट द एग्जाम, यू स्कोर मार्क्स. सो मार्क्स स्कोर करने में only one thing is you write the exam and mug up. There's no application knowledge, it's only theory.
Yeah.
So if the see I also can mug up the entire textbook, but I forget after 2 days after I give the exam.
Yeah.
So what do you get out of it? Nothing. But if they train you in application knowledge, then that will remain with you forever. So that is the difference between our education teaching versus their teaching.
ओके, सो जब आप MIT जा रहे थे, यहाँ से कैसे गए वहाँ पर? क्यों, कोई आपके साथ गया? क्योंकि इट विल बी वेरी डिफिकल्ट, फर्स्ट टाइम इंटरनेशनल फ्लाइट में जा रहे हो. इंटरनेशनली अलाउड होता है एज अ विजुअली इम्पेयर्ड पर्सन? कैन बी थिंक
टेक्निकली वैसा कुछ नहीं है कि आपको बार करेगा.
ओके.
बट पीपल डू नॉट अंडरस्टैंड मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम्स एंड दे ट्राई टू प्रिवेंट यू फ्रॉम फ्लाइंग अलोन. इट हैपेंड टू मी 2-3 times. एंड वही में ट्रेलर में आप देखा होगा कि राजकुमार राव वॉज ब्लॉक्ड फ्रॉम एंटरिंग इन टू द प्लेन एज एन इंडिविजुअल अलोन. सो बट दैट इज नॉट देयर एनी मोर. आई मीन इट हैपेंड टू मी वंस और ट्वाइस और थ्राइस, बट
क्या हुआ था बताओ?
आफ्टर दैट इट डिडंट. बट नो, यही तो एक बार बॉम्बे में हुआ था एंड एक बार हैदराबाद में हुआ था, एक बार न्यूयॉर्क में हुआ था कि किस एयरलाइन एंड ऑल, लेट्स नॉट वरी अबाउट इट. बट होता ही है. एंड एंड बेसिकली आई वेंट टू बॉम्बे एयरपोर्ट, आई वाज ट्राइंग टू चेक इन एंड आई सेड सर इज एनीवन फ्लाइंग विद यू? आई सेड ऑफ कोर्स नॉट. नहीं नहीं किसी ने आपके साथ रहना ही है तभी हम लोग अंदर छोड़ेंगे, नहीं तो यू कॉन्ट मैनेज योर सेल्फ ऑन बोर्ड, क्रू आपको हैंडल नहीं कर पाएगा, तेरे को टॉयलेट नहीं लेके जा पाएगा, ये वो। आई सेड सर डोंट वरी, आई एम अ रेगुलर फ्लायर, आई हैव माई फ्रीक्वेंट फ्लायर नंबर, हियर इज द डिटेल्स, बट दैट मैन डजेंट अंडरस्टैंड। आई सेड नो, एंड यू हैव टू एक्सप्लेन दैम, आई हैड टू argue with them a little more, and then of course I finally won the game after they called the duty manager and the senior most manager. That guy was sensible enough to understand when this guy had taken some 30 odd flights so far with the same airline on his own, then he might as well take this 31st flight.
Yeah,
so that's the thought process. See, that thought process is not there at the entry level. So nothing wrong with the airline or the airport. It is the person who behaves that way.
Yeah.
So we need to understand this in a positive sense rather than making a revolutionary claim or becoming radical, right? So
true.
It is not the country or the airline or the institution that does wrong. It is the person who unknowingly or knowingly does wrong things.
Fair. सबसे अच्छी चीज क्या सीखी है MIT में?
How to become a leader?
Explain more. Give me one lesson जो आपको लगता है कि यहाँ पे जो कोई पढ़ता होगा उन्होंने कभी नहीं सीखा होगा।
See, that's what I keep telling, right? So यहाँ जो पढ़ता है, see, let me put it this way. What MIT teaches you is not so great than what our Indian education system is. अपना जो our Indian education system is more advanced, but in a theoretical way. They are more advanced in a an application way. So MIT teaches differential equations. Indian schools also teaches in differential equations. MIT teaches algebra. In here also you learn about algebra and kinematics and physics, Newton's everything. Theory, everything. The same. But they teach you the concept from an application perspective. And that is what makes all the difference.
Okay. आपने बोला एक चीज कि how to become a leader is what MIT ने आपको सिखाया, right? तो tell me one thing, आज तक के आपके experience में कि सबसे important leader के लिए क्या होता है?
Actually, if someone wants to be a leader, he cannot simply preach. He has to do it and let others follow him. That's what is the main parameter of a leader, in my own sense. And a leader is someone who should have empathy towards people, who should always look up to people and try to motivate them, nurture them, inspire them, but not get mad at them.
Yeah.
Someone who gets... So there is a difference between a standard... what do you say, a professor or a teacher versus a leader. So a leader is someone who basically understands the nitty-gritties and things like that. But when you look at an elementary school teacher, who would always want to have a stick and whack you down. But that situation doesn't exist anymore. So no one is supposed to whack anyone now. So things have changed, lot more to change. But for me, a leader is someone who really look up, who really sacrifice anything for the benefit of others.
Okay, so aap kaam karte rehte ho, kaam pe aap thodi baatein karte hain. Aap MIT chhod ke India kyun aa gaye wapas? Wahan pe job offers mile the?
Nahi, wo to milta hi hai. Wo to milta hi hai.
To fir wahan job kyun nahi kari?
Nahi nahi, wo milta hai. Mujhe se pehla year se bhi mujhe pehle se hi wo job karne ka hi nahi tha na. तो अच्छा। मैं जब से बचपन से ही मुझे लीडर बनना, तो मैं किसी के अंडर में काम कहाँ करूँ? तो बिकॉज बेसिकली किसी के अंडर काम करना, किसी ऑफिस में काम करना मेरा बस की बात नहीं है. आई वॉन्ट टू क्रिएट माई ओन स्टफ, आई वॉन्ट टू क्रिएट माई ओन रूल्स, आई वॉन्ट टू फॉलो माई ओन सिस्टम.
अच्छा, मुझे बताओ कि बिजनेस आपने स्टार्ट किया, ठीक है, तो बिजनेस स्टार्ट कैसे किया, कहाँ से आइडिया आया बिजनेस स्टार्ट करने का, कौन पार्टनर बना, कैसे अपने पार्टनर से मिले, कैसे इन्वेस्टमेंट आई, टेल मी ऑल थ्री स्टोरीज.
तो मैंने जब MIT में पढ़ रहा था, तो फॉर ड्यूरिंग सेमेस्टर ब्रेक्स एंड ऑल, समर ब्रेक्स एंड ऑल, आई वर्कड ऑन सेवरल प्रोजेक्ट्स फ्रॉम बाय गेटिंग ग्रांट्स फ्रॉम US. यहाँ हैदराबाद में कंप्यूटर लैब बिठा दिया जिससे कंप्यूटर ब्लाइंड स्टूडेंट्स को कंप्यूटर लिटरेसी के लिए, देन ऑडियो लाइब्रेरी बिठाया कि उससे हम लोग ऑडियो ई टेक्स्ट मटेरियल, ऑडियो मटेरियल और इलेक्ट्रॉनिक टेक्स्ट मटेरियल ब्लाइंड स्टूडेंट्स के लिए सपोर्ट के लिए सप्लाई करने के लिए, देन ब्रेल लाइब्रेरी का के लिए ग्रांट ला के ब्रेल प्रिंटिंग प्रेस बिठा के हम लोग सर्व किया था. ये सब प्रोजेक्ट्स के थ्रू वी हैव सपोर्टेड मोर देन हंड्रेड्स ऑफ स्टूडेंट्स इन वेरियस वेज इन एजुकेशन एंड एवरीथिंग विद द हेल्प ऑफ अदर फ्रेंड्स एंड पार्टनर्स. बट the employment for people with various disabilities remained a gray area because no corporates wants to hire them because they're either not fully qualified nor they can travel on to the travel to the offices with the existing infrastructure, or the mindset of the corporates is not so positive that they can walk that extra mile and infuse or induct these people. So hum log, main aur mera partner सोचा कि अरे यार हम तो कुछ करना ही है इसको. तो करके तो हाँ, देन वी केम अप विद द आइडिया सेइंग व्हाई डोंट वी स्टार्ट वन कंपनी एंड एम्प्लॉय एवरीबडी, नॉट ओनली पीपल विद डिसेबिलिटीज, नॉर्मल पीपल, पीपल विद डिसेबिलिटीज, अंडर प्रिविलेज्ड पीपल. तो क्या करने का है, कुछ तो बनाएंगे. तो वी स्टार्टेड इन डिस्पोजेबल प्रोडक्ट स्पेस वेयर इन द US I have experience of using good quality disposables for a coffee or the paper napkin or any example, even a plate for that matter. So they are made with aesthetics in mind, with good materials, with good eco-friendly, sustainable materials. Whereas in India, all made up of flimsy plastics, reused plastics or reused materials, unfriendly materials, unhealthy materials. मैंने सोचा कि ये स्पेस को बदलना पड़ेगा. एंड दैट्स हाउ स्लोली अपने हम लोग स्टार्ट किए थे. मैंने जब स्कूल में था, कॉलेज में था उसी टाइम पे.
ओके.
देन स्लोली 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 हम लोग छोटा छोटा इन्वेस्टर्स पार्टनर्स को लाया, बैकवर्ड फॉरवर्ड ग्रो करते 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 आज तक आया था. कोविड तक बहुत बढ़िया किए थे. कोविड ने थोड़ा पुश किया था ग्रोथ को टू बैक, क्योंकि बहुत हम लोग मतलब सब लोग हिट हुआ कोविड के वजह से. एंड वी हैव लॉस्ट लॉट ऑफ मनी, वी हैव लॉस्ट लॉट ऑफ ऑपरेशनल एफिशिएंसीज, लॉस्ट लॉट ऑफ पीपल, बट वी स्टूड अप अगेंस्ट ऑल ऑड्स एंड स्टेबलाइज किया वापस. अभी आगे ये रास्ता अच्छा रहेगी.
ओके, टेल मी वन क्वेश्चन आई हैव, राइट? डू यू थिंक कभी लाइफ में किसी ने आपको लाइटली लिया बिकॉज ऑफ
एवरीडे पीपल टेक
in business also?
Yeah. Why not? Yeah. I mean, whenever I go try to meet people first, they have a blank face, but of course I don't see them, so I'm okay with that. So they'll say, why is this blind man walking into my office? And say, did he come to a right place? Those are the thoughts that run in their minds. But once you start presenting him yourself, who you are and why you came here, that's when आंसू निकल जाता है उनसे. तो आई थिंक दैट्स द ट्रांजिशन, राइट? दैट्स द मोटिवेशन. वाओ, दिस मैन इज डूइंग एनीथिंग अगेंस्ट ऑल आर्ट्स दैट आर प्लेइंग अगेंस्ट हिम एंड आई शुड डू मोर. दैट इज द लेवल ऑफ इंस्पिरेशन दैट यू क्रिएट इन पीपल.
गॉट इट. ओके, टेल मी वन थिंग कि अब्दुल कलाम सर से आप मिले थे एंड अब्दुल कलाम सर कि जब आप उनकी फर्स्ट टाइम स्पीच में सुने थे तो आपने बोला था कि आपको इंडिया का फर्स्ट प्रेसिडेंट बनना है. yes. जो विजुअली इम्पेयर्ड है, राइट? दैट्स व्हाट यू सेड. तो क्या था वो, लाइक व्हाट वाज दैट, टेल मी दैट स्टोरी.
उसके लिए बहुत हिम्मत लगता है.
हाँ,
आई डोंट नो हाउ आई गॉट दैट हिम्मत, बट आई वॉज एबल टू से दैट ऑनेस्टली बिकॉज आई थिंक दैट जील हैड बीन देयर इन माई विद इन, देयरफॉर इट हैज ट्रांसलेटेड इन टू वर्ड्स. Without having inside, it won't come. See, अभी तो मैं बोलूंगा तो ठीक है, पी आर के लिए बोल सकता है. लेकिन एट द एज ऑफ लाइक से 15-16, यू हैव नो क्लू अबाउट वॉट रिप्रकॉशंस द स्टेटमेंट वुड हैव इट, राइट?
ट्रू.
सो दैट्स एग्जैक्टली वॉट इट इज. आई मीन आई वॉन्टेड टू बिकम, आई सेड इट एंड आई वॉज करेजियस इनफ टू से दैट एंड आई stand by it and why I work for it now. And I will one day, surely, will be able to reach with all blessings.
Oh, do you still want to become president?
Absolutely.
Okay. Tell me one thing. Ki if given a chance to become president today, what would you change? Sabse pehli cheez kya change karoge? Today, as per today. Maybe 10 years later
president
will be different.
Have more powers to change, powers to make interesting changes.
Mm.
So that is something we wish to look for. And more autonomy rather than dependency.
Mm.
That is something I will look for. And little more, more judgment, more power to make judgments.
Yeah.
So those are the things that I really look for.
Okay.
And a president should act little more than a rubber stamp.
Hmm.
So I don't want to be a rubber stamp. Hmm. I rather want to be a self-inking rubber stamp where I decide whether to put ink or not put ink. So that's the way I want to be, little unique and make change. Want to be little more people-centric than a system, than the political-centric.
Okay.
I think those are little things that I wish that
to see the change.
Changes.
Why do you admire Abdul Kalam, sir? Give me top three reasons.
He doesn't. Basically, he is a man of. Again, a man who is born to make people leaders.
Hmm.
He is born to give India a power of missiles. He was born to dream big and work hard and let the universe help him succeed. And that is what I do. And I follow the same thing. And he has that bigger dream with him.
Yeah.
He came to this world by bringing biggest possible dream that he could not even see it. So, and he has fulfilled it for the people. And that is exactly what we all should do. See, I really like when he went to Rameshwaram and seeing birds flying near the coast. And he said, one day I want to fly like it, fly like that. I think that is the vision, right? I mean, even I always envision things where I want to be 10 years down the lane. I visualize in my mind and drop and I the entire story flashes and then I work for it. Yeah.
Okay. I want to know about the how do you hire people? Kaise hire karte ho? Hiring process kya hai? Kaun sahi insaan aapke saath kaam karne ke liye, kaun galat hai?
So basically for me, one of the main parameters we look at is zeal to work, interest to do something for the to contribute something for the welfare of the organization and people around him or her. So that is more than degrees and education, because I don't care what degrees and education he has. All that I need is ethics and decent enough education to contribute and decent enough skills to contribute. More than the education and all, I would look at how many companies he has changed. So people actually are very different. So if you ask them how many companies did you work, they will tell you with good happiness, they'll tell you, I have worked in like several companies. That itself shows you that he's not standard. Because how many companies do you change? 1, 2, 3 maybe, but you cannot keep on changing companies, no? So people tell, I have worked in, say, for example, factories. I get people, no? I worked in 10 paper mills. I tell him, Baba, what is your age? Okay, 30. 10 paper mills. Not even 30 mein kitna? 20 saal pe kaam chalu kiya?
Ek saal mein har cheez, har saal change.
10 mein 10, ek saal mein har company? Nahin. You cannot be hired. But if some say, sir, I'm a fresher, I'm very interested to work, we will definitely take and train. But if they, so we have best way of selecting people. And mainly we want to attract loyal people, ethical people. The attrition rate is very low. And you are giving an employment to someone who's otherwise not employed. So therefore the attrition will definitely be lower. But at the same time, you would want to attract right people. And for targeted roles like accounts and all, वी ऑफ कोर्स लुक फॉर अकाउंट एक्सपीरियंसेस एंड हाउ लॉन्ग दैट पर्सन हैड वर्कड इन ईच कंपनी. सो दैट्स व्हाट वी डू.
कैसे होता है मूवीज, कैसे किसने आपको रीच आउट किया, कहाँ से स्टार्ट हुआ, टेल मी अबाउट दिस.
तो मैं तो जनरली आई एम मोर फोकस्ड ऑन वर्क. सो मैं काम करते ही रहता हूँ दिन रात बिकॉज मुझे काम करना पसंद आता है. काम से मेरा शादी हुआ है. सो दैट इज एग्जैक्टली व्हाट आई टेल माय वाइफ आल्सो, यू आर सेकंड बिकॉज मेरा पहले मशीन से शादी हो गया है. तो है ना, बिकॉज आई वर्क गिव्स मी मोस्ट सेटिस्फैक्शन. तो वैसा ही चलता रहा काम. एंड फाइव इयर्स बैक, आई मीन इट हैज बीन हैपनिंग सिंस अ लॉन्ग टाइम, तुषार हिरानंदानी हु इज द डायरेक्टर ऑफ द मूवी ट्राइड रीचिंग आउट इम्प्रॉम्प्टिबली बाय सेइंग मैं एनडीटीवी से कॉल कर रहा हूँ, मैं यहाँ से कॉल कर रहा हूँ, मैं वहाँ से कॉल कर रहा हूँ, मुझे आपको अवार्ड देना है, इंटरव्यू लेना है. आई एम यूजली ए मीडिया, मतलब मीडिया से थोड़ा दूर ही रहता हूँ.
क्यों?
कि आई डोंट नो, आई एम नॉट, आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू बी इन द लाइम लाइट. कि काम करना मुझे पसंद आता है. सो हैविंग सेड दैट दी, सो आई एज यूजल डिड नॉट रिस्पॉन्ड टू तुषार बिकॉज आई यूजली डोंट लाइक अवार्ड्स प्राइजेस एंड थिंग्स लाइक दैट. सो देन सम वन डे ही सेड आई वॉन्ट टू डू योर बायोपिक. वट डिड आई हियर इट करेक्टली? Those were the days I don't even know the meaning of biopic. Okay. And he was talking about a biopic with me, which is a story on a self, story on a real, film on a real story. I mean, I thought, look, I have nothing. I have not done anything. You just leave me. Because this is not something I want to do. Neither I'm interested in doing, nor I'm worthy of doing anything.
Okay.
Because that's, I always play myself, I don't know. But yeah, even today, I think I have to do much more. This 30 plus years that I have lived this life, I have lived, but I have to live more and do more. So, but this guy didn't leave there.
Okay.
He started approaching everybody to catch me somehow. Then he approached one of my partners, Ravi Manta, and he somehow convinced him. So he made me to meet Tushar at Hyderabad. And this man came in and showed something concrete, put his vision on the table. And even then I said, theek hai, jo tereko karna hai karo, bola main Ravi se. I know nothing about all this. Mera kaam hai, main karne do. So then we spoke and somehow he won us.
Okay.
And here we are. The trailer is out. Couple of songs are out. The movie is going to hit screens. It is a nerve-wracking moment for all of us now. As the time is nearing, the pressure is building up. The pressure meter is going up.
Yeah.
Because it's always nervousness that prevails towards the last moments.
True.
So that is the situation we are in right now.
Okay.
And Tushar, whatever he has promised on day one, that boss, I will do everything the way it has to be done. And you see, the story is not going to be like a documentary or on a sympathetic side. It will be the way you lived your life, and you will live your life. And that's how it has come out really well.
Tell me ki kaise hota hai, like wo aapke rights buyout karte hain ki, is there a price that they pay you, is there like रिलेशन की, नहीं ठीक है मुझे तुम पे भरोसा है तो तुम बना दो कुछ भी, लाइक व्हाट इज द प्रोसेस, कैसे होता है बायोपिक?
या जनरली बायोपिक्स के लिए क्या होता है, फॉर दे डू द एग्रीमेंट एंड यू गिव आउट योर राइट्स एंड दे पे यू सम रॉयल्टी व्हाटएवर टोकन अमाउंट्स. इट डिपेंड्स फ्रॉम प्रोजेक्ट टू प्रोजेक्ट. 10 लाख भी होगा या 1 रुपए भी होगा. यूजली it's not a big amount.
Okay.
But kya hoga na, but the amount of PR and publicity you get out of your own story being portrayed on silver screen is priceless. So that is something people look at it. And some people do, it all depends on the internal term sheets, but generally biopics doesn't carry a huge sum of royalty.
Got it.
So you just give out your rights for all the languages and things like that, they take it. And I've given rights for all languages. Even the film is made in Hindi now. So I'm not sure what would be the plans of the director and producers or the right holders. What do they want to do later in putting into other languages and all?
Got it. Okay, tell me ki jo actor choice hoti hai, do you have any control on that?
No.
No. So it's a director and producer's yes. Choice.
No biopic no biopic story holder has any stake in the film. I mean, okay. Matlab, whatever decisions are there pertaining to the project will be purely done by producers, directors, financiers, and the other people involved in the team. But you will have no involvement in that. But of course, the story, every page of the script, you would always look at it and you will have. But of course, even on the story, movie, its story is different and movie is different. So yeah. for making it a movie, to make it more interesting, to make it
more dramatic,
screenplay worthy and cinematic and all the creative rights, fictional elements, VFX and some sequential changes in the story, adding a little bit of masala, everything will be there. And that has to be there in order to make a mainstream movie. Otherwise, it will not become a movie.
Fair. Why do you think Rajkumar Rao was the best choice to play you?
I think that is something I didn't pick up. That is something Tushar and the other team kind of finalized. But after they finalized, after going through his pieces of work in the past and the way he has become a self-made actor, and many people told me this, that he would be a great match and he would do full justice. But now I can tell you, he has done more than justice. He has devoted his life for this film and he has devoted his performance and he has put in maximum amount of hard work and even the wrinkles that I get on my face when I get angry, the similar things have been also captured. That means he has fully understood the mannerisms, the way I behave, the way I speak, the way I move, go, get up, everything. So nice. I think he has done fantastic and phenomenal work.
Okay. Was there any process or any training that Rajkumar Rao did with you before doing the movie? Maybe just to enact you. Did he stay with you? Thode din rukke aapke saath kuch kara?
So Rajkumar Rao spent a lot of time with me here in Bombay and in Hyderabad a little bit. And he has also visited a lot of blind schools here in Bombay, spent a lot of time with them, learned cricket. I even heard that he got injured one day while he was practicing to play cricket. And he has actually taken a lot of time, understood, recorded my conversations, played again and again and tried to emulate what is in those communications and do well.
Interesting. Okay. I have last two questions. One is, what changes do you feel ki ye country ko chahiye when it specifically comes to people who are, let's say, little challenged in certain ways? Do you think in India mein un logo ke liye equal opportunities hoti har kisi ke liye? Ki kya aise changes jo hum karna chahenge?
Equal opportunities kahin bhi nahi hota. In India, it's not India alone. Even in the US, you see a lot of homeless people, a lot of people who are living on the social, the status fund and all that stuff. So equal opportunities, yes, is a big problem. And that too with 1.3 billion people, the equal opportunities is always a problem. But we also have to work to earn that opportunity. And from an equal opportunity point of view, our political system need to think a little bit more towards inclusion and towards dynamism in terms of policy making, because our policies are made several decades ago and we still follow them, but the need is not there to even follow that same policy. So you need to keep changing your policies to fulfill your people's aspirations, dreams, and their requirements. So that is exactly what the political system need to focus a little bit more in terms of making and empowering people. Otherwise, Equal opportunities is always a fancy dream that exists, but it'll never happen.
Do you think it'll never happen?
It will never happen as in the near term, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it is hard to create also. And because some leadership, the leaderships change and the policymakers change. By the time you implement something, the new government comes in place. So it is a little hard, but things will take time, but it will change.
Okay, last question of the day. Tell me about aapki story with your wife. Kaise mile? कैसे उनको कन्विंस किया
नहीं मैं तो मिला नहीं हूँ कन्विंस नहीं करना पड़ा शी एक्चुअली इन 2015-14 से उन्हों फेसबुक में शी वॉज मैसेजिंग डायरेक्ट मैसेजेस एंड से एंड शी वॉज पुटिंग शी इज ट्राइंग टू रीच मी आउट एंड ऑल तो आई थॉट शी इज अ मैड गर्ल एंड आई डोंट नो शी इज रीचिंग शी इज ट्राइंग टू से डोंट यू नो हाउ टू रेस्पॉन्ड बैक टू पीपल This is the way you type a message like that. I mean, she's very frustrated because I was not responding back. So she started chasing. Then she started drawing all my public domain available pictures using pencil art and sending books in couriers to the office. So she couldn't reach us because no phone number was available. So she was doing all this. So people began teasing me. Ki, who's this? Someone is. Then my people said, you know, this woman is very, very, what do you say, crazy, and she is desperate to reach you. Then one fine day we decided enough is enough and let us see who she is. And I made the secretary call this girl and check who is she, and we got the details, and luckily I have friends from the same village. So I just called them and said, Hari yaar, ye to thoda mere ko dekh ke batao, kaun hai ye? And they gave a good report, saying the parents are good, family is good, she's a doctor, she's a real girl, she's not a robot, all that stuff. So then I told her to come to Hyderabad. I mean, we communicated through the team to tell her to come to Hyderabad, and I met her, took her to lunch, and met her, and I in the first communication itself, the meeting itself, I know she is meant for me.
Okay.
And even though she didn't speak much,
okay,
the concern that she has shown, what spoke everything. So that's when I
said, what was the concern?
I think So basically she was asking one of my person that can I help him, can he eat the fish with that bones in it. I said, of course I can. I think so, like that. So a lot of incidents like that, and then I told her, look, later on I told her, look, I'm blind, and two, I may not be able to compliment the way the other normal person may do. And if you're ready for it, you do it. He said, no, let me be that eyes of yours. I think that's it. I think the gap is filled.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, fine. We have been together for a long time. And we spoke for a long time and keep meeting every now and then when the opportunity comes. And while I was working, while she completed her MBBS, then we told our families and we got together.
Lovely.
And that's the best thing that I have ever done so far. And such a brilliant, such a noble, such a compassionate wife to compliment my mad work ethic is my luck.
Amazing. Congratulations.
See, someone who lets you pursue your dreams, someone who supports you all the time with you, besides you always, to let you perceive your dreams, not trouble you, not hand over the daughter to you. Not everybody gets this opportunity to be, to perceive the dreams of my own choice.
Yeah.
So I'm very lucky to have a small, good family, lot of well-wishers who had helped me where I am today. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you so much for coming here, sir. It was an honor. I wish you all the best for your company, for the success of the movie, and for all the dreams and visions that you have to become the president as well. Everything. I wish you all the best. Thank you so much for coming here, spending time with us. Thank you so much for watching this episode till the end. Let us know who are the kind of guests that you want to see on our podcast. There are some episodes which are niche in nature, but really important to understand how our world works and what are the new technologies available to make ourselves better. Let me know in the comments your feedback, because your feedback makes us better. I'll see you in the next episode. Don't forget to subscribe our channel. And until next time, keep figuring out.